the same thing you did.
What did you call it?
Well, frying pan.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you call it?
A griddle?
Uh-huh. Wait a minute, the griddle is the flat thing you cook the bread on.
Uh-huh.
But the frying pan is deep enough to put grease in, of course. Mm-hmm. Or we use deep fat fryers.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a kind of frying pan that had little legs on it?
Mm-hmm. Never had one, but I've seen them.
Do you remember what that was called?
Those you could set in the fireplace, mm-hmm. you know. But we never did it, and we never had any.
Mm-hmm. What about the big black thing that that people would use to heat up water to boil clothes in? Did you ever see one of those?
Mm-hmm. A pot. We just called it a wash pot.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't, we didn't wash in it. Mm-hmm. We just boil the clothes in there. And we used to have one when I was real small in our backyard. And colored woman came up there and did it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time through the years, we sent the clothes to the quarters. It was mm-hmm. it was a little while that we used this pot in the backyard, and then there was a colored woman that came and took care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we call it, just a wash pot.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, actual scrubbing, we used these big old wash tubs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Use one for washing and one for rinsing, or maybe more than one for rinsing.
Mm-hmm. Did people raise cane in this area?
My daddy did. He's the only one I know. He didn't raise it for making syrup or anything like that. It was just for chewing.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see anyone make syrup?
No, I've seen it in the movies, and I've seen where our relatives that lived in the country, you know, I've seen where they made it, and I knew that how they ground it, and the horse pulling the things around, you know, and I've seen it. I have seen, one time I saw some cooking the syrup.
What did they cook?
And they'd skim it. Oh, they had huge troughs, some kind of metal troughs. And they would skim the stuff off, you know, and it would go from one trough to another, and they'd skim it off, the waste off of it, you know, mm-hmm. so that it would be clear when you go through. But I never saw much of that. I think one time I saw somebody cooking syrup,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't see the whole process.
Do you know what they call that big thing that could hold about 60 gallons that they'd cook the syrup in?
I don't know. They may have called it a drum.
Mm-hmm. And say if you wanted to heat up some water to make some tea in, you might make it in a
teapot?
Or the thing that it's got the spout to it and everything.
Well, we just call it teapot.
Uh-huh. What about word that starts with a K?
What?
A word that starts with a K.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
Hello.
Hello.
This is my wife.
Yeah. I'm Paul Smith. I sell suits.
And
this Paul number, Rutledge.
Yeah. Hi. Have a seat.
All right. He's got a coat that's a little too big, and I'm going to pin it up.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Did you ever hear of a kittle or a kettle?
Kettle, uh-huh.
Did you ever call the wash pot a kettle?
Mm-hmm.
And that you could put flowers in. If you went out and cut some flowers, you'd put them in a
vase.
Okay.
Just different kinds of containers. It wouldn't need that necessarily be vase.
Over here.
Because there's a variety of flower containers.
Right there, okay.